Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
Damn it. I'm on this crust. Softening it up.
You didn't is it really affecting you that much?
No.
No. He's gone like through how many pizzas already?
I mean, two pieces of pizza. I'm dipping it in this. This is excellent.
Wait, you're dipping it in the Wendy's Tendy sauce?
Yeah, signature sauce. It's excellent.
Not a fan of dipping my pizza.
Huh?
Not a fan of dipping my pizza.
Really?
What's on the pizza is on the pizza. Maybe every once in a while I'll throw a little Parmesan or some spice on it.
Can I just say this? I've eaten a bunch of meals with you.
Yeah.
You ain't sitting down long enough to add stuff.
Totally fair.
Totally fair.
I'm like, whoa.
Since I was a wee lad, my father would be like, you know, no one's taking it from you.
We go to the buffet. Especially, let me tell you the biggest scam in the world. Wednesday and Thursday buffet, $19. Friday, Saturday, Sunday buffet, $49.99. For the same damn food.
Yeah. We were just talking about Vegas with Chico. Chico's training with Brittany today. And I saw yesterday, you know, there's a lot of wacky fights out there right now. Got Jake Paul's fighting Anthony Joshua in a couple weeks down here. Yep. Mm-hmm. I saw yesterday that Ronda Rousey is supposed to be fighting Katie Taylor in a boxing match in Vegas.
Who the hell's?
Remember Katie Taylor? She fought all the fights with Serrano?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All those super close fights. Mm-hmm. Some thought that she got, you know, that Serrano should have won, which I agree with. But she's still a very good fighter, world champion.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey.
It's 50.
It's not even the age that worries me. But
is she still fighting?
No, she hasn't fought. She hasn't fought forever. She hasn't fought forever.
That was weird.
She
probably hasn't fought in a long time.
6 years, I would say. Probably maybe more than that.
Yeah.
But
and she has like kids and stuff now.
Had kids. Mm-hmm. But there's been rumors that she's ready to come back. There's been a lot of juice that, oh, she's going to be making a UFC return. Some think that.
She got into some acting also, right?
She did wrestling. She did wrestling. She was in The Expendables with Sly Stallone. You know, he loves the action. You run, you just go, the thing, the Tulsa King.
Who's the one that got canceled?
Serrano.
Maybe she got kicked out of, she was in.
Oh, Deadpool. Gina Carano.
Carano.
Yeah, Gina Carano. She won, though. She won a lawsuit.
Oh, did she? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she won the lawsuit against the Disney for that. But either way, Ronda Rousey was supposedly making this comeback to come back to the UFC. A lot of people thought that, you know, coming up in, I think it's January, February, is Kayla Harrison versus Amanda Nunes. Oh, my God.
Amanda Nunes is going
to. I mean, I don't know. She's retired. Now she's coming back. There's a lot of beef there locally because Amanda used to be the queen of American Top Team. Then she left because everybody was going to go, Kayla Harrison, you're a gold medalist. You're going to be the best. And so then Amanda's like, F this. I'm going to go make my own gym. And so she kind of had her own thing. She's made a lot of money. She's main evented a lot. But she, I mean, she obliterated Ronda Rousey. That was like one of the biggest demolitions of all time. And Ronda Rousey was never came back. You know, she was just like, she was done with it. She was done with the fans treated her. Didn't take the loss very well. Didn't speak to the media.
She, and then went she kind of did some of that to herself,
how
though.
How old did you say was Ronda?
He called her, I think, 50. I think she's probably like 36.
She's 38.
Yeah, she's not that old. She's not that old. But anyway.
She so did a lot of that to herself, though, the way she kind of.
You know, people got a little crazy with it, and then she went off to wrestling. I don't think the wrestling fans liked her very much. But anyway, a lot of people thought, well, she'll fight the winner of Harrison versus Nunes at the White House. Like, that was kind of weird. Well, now, left field, she's apparently going to do a boxing match. And this is crazy because she wasn't a great striker. Like,
right, she was a ground and pound guy.
She was a judo submission artist. You know, she knocked out a couple of people. She knocked out Katsingano, Bechkoea, but she was not exactly known for the hands. Not her thing.
It's amazing how you can pronounce all these names, but enjoy kicked your ass.
That's fair. So she's going to fight Katie Taylor, a world champion Olympian boxer. Now, she's 130 pounds soaking wet, not a very big woman. So maybe she's not going to get too hurt, but I don't know, dude. I don't like this for Ronda Rousey.
I just saw a quote that says, I once saw Ronda Rousey shadow boxing and her shadow won. That's crazy.
No, people have like notoriously made fun of her striking coach, all this stuff. And look, Ronda Rousey's a badass. I'm just saying, like, there's certain matchups that I see, and I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like that matchup.
It's almost the equivalent to if DC just did a boxing match.
Yeah.
Back in his day.
A little bit.
When he was known as a wrestler.
Yeah, a little bit. And especially, and if he was going to take on if DC was going to go take on Alexander Usyk, you know?
Right.
Which, by the way, Usyk was just like, Usyk who's killed everybody. He's like, I would like to take on Deontay Wilder. I'm like, what? But I can't really get mad at him because he's beaten everybody twice. So, like, what are you going to tell him? He's beaten Dubois. He's beaten Tyson Fury. He's beaten AJ.
Well, all these things seem to be raising more money than actual boxing matches.
Yeah. Well, he's just like, I want funsies. Let me fight it. Let me fight Wilder. And Wilder, you could always just do puncher's chance, even though he's got no chance. Usyk's going to kill him. Usyk kills everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's Usyk. I don't know how I got over here. But anyway, the point is, let's get to our headlines, brought to you by Doral Kia. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Panthers back at it tonight, taking on the Maple Leafs.
All right.
So let's get at it. Let's get after it, Cats. Canes, Hoops is in action. You got Cats on the FM, Canes on the AM. So we got action tonight. What are you laughing at?
Just
the punt. It's crazy. I can't get enough of it.
Look.
Does he have to leave?
Leave.
Like the team.
Yes! You can't show your face? Like, there's a difference in missing a field goal and missing the ball.
How many times does that get run in the meeting?
Anytime he speaks up.
Like, are you allowed to joke about this? They're not very good, the Giants. They fired their coach. You could use a laugh after so many losses.
Look at this.
I don't even understand what happened.
I don't get it either.
Did he, like, forget how long his feet were?
He almost stepped in front of
the ball.
He
almost blew his Achilles out.
I love his reaction.
No, Jackson Dart's reaction makes the whole thing.
Jackson Dart is so disgusted by this. Jackson Dart's out here, like, Jackson Dart's out here throwing brain cells away, just torpedoing himself into linebackers, just rabid CTE. Left and right from Jackson Dart, and this kicker sits here and he's stubbing his toe on the turf.
I'm telling you, I have never, ever seen a kicker do that.
That's crazy.
I've seen a kicker slip.
Yeah, it's not even like, it's not bad weather.
But not get a foot on the ball.
It wasn't bad weather yesterday, right?
No!
Fair enough.
What is bad weather? Bad weather has to go with the missed kick. It ain't got nothing to do with actually kicking it.
Did he comment about this after the game? Did anybody chase down the kicker? I don't even know his
name. Because I'm more than sure in the locker room the team was like, couldn't even get a foot on it, huh?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's Young Hoku.
Oh, that's Young Wei Koo? Mm-hmm. It is?
Yes, it is.
He's been around. Young Wei Koo.
That doesn't help. That he's been around for a while and he's still...
Oh, hold on. Young Wei Koo offers bizarre explanation for botched field goal. The ball kind of slipped out at the bottom, so it was moving. I don't know about that one, dude. That's not what the video said.
Your foot hit a yard behind the ball. So even if you were to hit the ball and missed it slightly because it was moving, that still doesn't explain what happened.
Young Wei Koo said, quote, I was approaching the ball and the cold weather and the ball kind of slipped at the bottom, so it was moving. I wasn't able to kick through the ball. The ball was moving and I was driving to it, so I just pulled up on it.
Dude, let me tell you something. You know what a kicker would have did? Kick ball, hand, everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Like the ball's moving and you... So is he trying to
say... That ball was not moving! That ball was not moving! That dude caught the ball, put it down, put his hand on top, and you chunked it! Yo, we got video! This is not 1970s!
Dr. Toboggan says, translation, I was drunk.
This is, we got video. Nothing was moving.
He was hanging with James Harden?
And Cinnamon?
Yeah, great. Leroy's molar moved more than that ball.
He's right. James Harden went to Tootsie's. That guy went to Footsie's.
Leroy.
Please stop ASMRing it.
Can I just say this? If anybody on the team heard that explanation, I would have made him Uber home.
But also, like, what is the point of...
He said the video shows that the ball was slipping.
I don't know, dude. I mean, maybe I'm
slipping?
Don't blame the ball here.
Hold on. Let me go back to...
Isn't the purpose of it all, like, to at least try the kick, though?
Huh?
So, like, what was he hoping? Like, no, pick it up.
Hold on. I'm looking at the video right now.
He kicked the ground. I don't know, man.
Way before he even, like, got close to the ball.
I pulled up. That's terrible.
I see the ball. The ball looks pretty firm to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to move.
Maybe if I'm watching it, maybe it's real speed.
I'm watching in slow motion. It didn't move.
Oof, they killed that guy.
I mean, look at that. And look, old pretty boy, you know he ain't got no protective gear on. That's all for show.
Yep.
He's like, uh-oh.
Swallowed him up.
Uh-oh.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you guys want to go to Heat and Kings this weekend, got a pair of tickets to give away. Actually, Jennifer does. JFig, what caller number gets the tickets today?
None of them do.
Why?
Just kidding. I'm going to give it to caller number 5.
Caller 5, right now to 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of Heat Kings tickets. Heat take on the Kings Saturday. And so if you want real art Basel, go watch Jaime Hawkins' footwork, because that's artwork right there. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets.
I can just stick this on the wall and make money.
Yeah, you could, actually.
They actually make jewelry out of her teeth.
Caller 5 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of Heat Kings tickets. Last night, the Heat took care of the LA Clippers after their win streak was snapped over the weekend.
70-something points at halftime. Oh. I was like, I'm out.
You didn't miss much. And then after they went on a 9-0 run to start the second half, Ty Lue was like, I think I'm done. I think, actually, you know what? I think I'm done with all of you.
He didn't even do no coaching. He just sat back.
Yeah. What do I got to be here for? What do I got to do? What are you doing? What are we doing? And Harden, what are you doing? Harden's flopping like a fish out there, begging for calls. It's ridiculous. I can't believe referees still fall for it. Spo is disgusted. He hates it. Calls it trickery. Norm Powell was on the Clippers. They stupidly traded him for nothing. And this was him when asked about the Clippers' struggles yesterday by Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press.
Yeah, not my problem.
He basically hit him with, not my problem anymore. You got the computer potted up there, Brittany?
Norm, I know your focus is here and on this team, and I get all that. Respect it, of course. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Clippers, and could you ever have imagined this from that group? There's a lot of guys over there that obviously are going to Springfield.
Yeah.
They're 5-16. It's probably not what anybody expected.
Yeah, for sure. You know, especially, we talked about it today, the makeup and, you know, the careers that especially Kawhi and James have had, you know, not missing the playoffs, been on winning teams, you know. So there's a lot of stuff that they got to figure out. I think, you know, obviously the injuries and things like that, you know, kind of make it hard for them to get a rhythm and figure out their identity and how they want to be every single night, you know, always having to switch up. I wouldn't have never guessed that they were going to be, you know, 5-16 and, you know, where they're at right now. You know, that's something for them to have to deal with and handle. But, I'm not,
say it!
Not worried about them anymore.
Yes! There you go. Not my problem.
You saw that grin?
Look, it's my problem. Not my problem.
Not my problem. Sorry! Enjoy slow-mo! Enjoy your Ponzi scheme, trying to pay people under the table. Should have paid old Norm Powell. I'm enjoying it down here in South Florida now.
I wonder how many times that's happened, because it happened with me in Baltimore.
You good, dude?
It happened with Cleveland and Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
I want to know. I always wondered this. When they asked me, you know, where was I upset? And I'm like, yeah. Like, why wouldn't I be upset? I said, I'm not even upset that they got rid of me. I'm upset that somebody in that building thinks that guy's better than me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's the part that hurts. It's not even that you're playing for a different team. It's that the guy that they select that they think is better than you says more about you than any move they make. And that's what I was mad about.
I'm just confused by them, just because they the money, like, it feels like it was a money decision, and I thought their owner was he's richer than like a bunch of owners combined.
But here's the problem, okay? Salary cap.
Yeah.
Like, salary cap.
You can sign your own guys.
Salary cap fixes a lot of that. That it don't matter how much money you have. Sure, in the end, he could probably, you know, do whatever. Get whoever he wants. He could be the Dodgers. But even with teams, here's the funny thing. Even with teams that have the ability to spend as much money as they want, still make stupid decisions.
He was, because Kawhi did, you know, he made like a little run there in the fourth quarter. I think it got to 15. I think it was the closest they got it back to. And then Norm Powell was just like, he's just, he when he wants to turn it on with that scoring, I mean, he can do it from anywhere. Yep. He's so impressive.
Problem is the GM. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being a GM and have access to all the money in the world and you still screw it up.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
You know why? Because they have in their mind, and this is why I like what OKC has done, right?
Yeah.
They have in their mind that I can do a big three thing and get it all together. But what people fail to realize that when the big three was put together, they were all in their prime.
Well, you think they're sick watching what Norm Powell's doing. Wait till you see them get the number one overall pick and it goes to OKC.
Right. The OKC's got the youngest team in the league. And they're going to get younger because they're going to have a lottery pick.
We're all screwed.
I'm trying to figure out, what do they need? What do they need?
Should we draft?
Should we draft?
Tall guy.
I guess they'll just draft another tall guy.
Yeah.
Let's get another Chet. Another one? Yeah, in case this one breaks.
Chet does look like he's going to break.
He does, but he's good. That whole team is really good. They're sick.
I mean, you look at Chet and you look at Wimby. Like, very similar, but Chet is not.
When's Wimby coming back? Have they, like, said anything? Because they were super cautious about that calf.
Yeah, we know about that.
Yeah, they're not playing with that. But I don't know if he's close to returning. I saw Anthony Davis return yesterday, so he probably will play him. Cooper Flagg's had a couple of good games. Looks like he's starting to find
it. As long as they don't have him playing point guard.
Yeah, well. You would think, too, like Jason Kidd would be like, I don't know if this is for you, dude.
You don't have any options.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, we sitting here talking about how guys play and what positions they play and what they best do to fit the team. But the problem is that sometimes you got to just play your five best players and have them work it out.
Kasper Shakachonis got in the last minute yesterday. He blew two legs.
He could have broke the record. Did he shoot the three?
Nah, he bricked two layups. And Myron Gardner set him up perfectly for his first NBA basket, and he yacked it. Everybody, it was almost
so
like.
So he's 0 for the season?
It was like young. Well, that was his first action.
Yeah. 0 for the season then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, he is 0 for the season, but I feel bad because it's only been 50 seconds.
He didn't make a layup. That's why you're in Sioux Falls.
He's been playing better in Sioux Falls. He has been. I can't believe I'm watching.
That's because he's not playing against.
No, apparently he only plays against all Final Four players from the Canes team a couple of years ago. We killed the G League. Although Jordan Miller's on the Clippers. They have two Kobes. Neither of them good.
Dude, what is wrong with you today?
What are you talking about? I've had a great day today. We've had fun. Heater rolling. Dan Orlovsky's an idiot. The Panthers are going to win tonight.
You picked on Dan Orlovsky.
No, he picked on me.
That's the craziest thing.
He did not call you out.
He insulted my intelligence. He insulted my intelligence and all of your intelligence.
Really?
Yeah.
Not really. I can just put it in his proper perspective and move on.
What kind of perspective is that to have for him? If you gave me...
You've never...
What, hammed it up a little bit? Yeah, perhaps, when warranted.
Dude,
if you gave me.
You gaslighted me in believing that Heat in five last year.
I went around this building.
You did! Last year!
Understood. But the Heat, you know, I was still a believer that they could get things turned around. And the play in, that's when they're always at their dangerous. They're most dangerous. You know? And Davion Mitchell, you know, remember that? Can never count us out, except when we lost by the biggest margin in playoff history. But you want to know what that turned into? What? A beautiful offensive butterfly. Look at this.
Who's the offensive butterfly?
This offense right here, dude, leading the league. Dropping 140 on the reg. Eric Spoelstra did it, dude.
Can this you never say that again?
On the reg?
Yeah. No.
Why not?
That's not
that
you.
Off. I can pull that off.
No, you're a redneck. You say redneck that. Stuff.
What are you talking about?
You can't say cool kid stuff.
You guys want to see an Art Basel display, go to 601 Biscayne Boulevard on Saturday night and watch Eric Spoelstra's masterpiece. Put a little beret on him.
Too much.
Why?
He's too much.
Just, what are you talking about? I'm just saying, if I went to every person in this building, man on the street style, and I said, describe the Dolphins in one word, would anybody say dangerous?
Oh, my God. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Done. Yeah, I would.
You want to tell me what you get?
I'll do it today.
Here's what I tell you what you're going to get. Caca.
Caca, ass, bums, dangerous. Oof.
Like that?
Somebody tagged me.
Why does it look like they're barefoot, too?
They are.
No, they got
the little
shoes.
They have jazz shoes on.
Jazz shoes?
Yes.
Yeah, those are shoes.
They have jazz shoes.
They're not barefoot.
Enough
not barefoot.
Protection.
No, it's not enough protection, but they have shoes on.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
Atrocious.
Walking along, squish.
Crazy, dude.
And you know the teacher or the coach is probably saying, keep it moving. No, step.
Well, you got to play through it.
Yeah. No.
Play through the elements.
No. I've never had to play through horse crap. Sorry. No, sorry.
You have your limits?
I mean, come on.
Did you ever play against a team with a farm animal? Did you play Texas or did you play FSU?
No, let's see who we played. When I took a recruit trip to LSU, I saw the tiger. He's big. Dude, tigers are huge.
Go tiger.
Bengal tiger. It was big. I can't believe how big they are.
Is Ed Orgeron back? Wasn't that part of the rumor that Ed Orgeron was coming back with Lane Kiffin?
Psst, no.
Man, those two are going to slay some ladies.
Let me see. Tiger. I did the bird. With the Ravens.
What do you mean?
They had a raven.
What do you mean you did the bird, though? You had the bird on your arm?
Yeah.
Like to fire up the crowd?
No.
What are you, Edgar Allan Poe?
No, just they had a bird one day. And I.
Yeah. Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Look at that.
You got some pepperoni on in your face, man.
No, no.
Pizza something. There you go. You have disgusted Brittany today.
Stop with the two. That's so disgusting.
I really hope he doesn't lose it on the way home.
I'm appalled by his behavior.
You
today.
Really should like put it away or put it in a zipper
pocket. Where the hell am I going to put it? It's
I don't know.
I'm
going
to put it back in.
You need to put it.
You're not
going to
put it back in. Really? No, you're not going to put it back in. That's not what
it's
you
should. It's the best place to hold it. You're not a
kangaroo. That's disgusting. Do you know how many germs have touched that?
Yeah, you really shouldn't do that.
I'll just that's clean gross. It out.
The mouth is. The mouth is.
Oh. Leroy, no.
The mouth
so
is
should
the,
I dip it in some mouthwash?
Leroy, yes. Please go home and then decide what you're going to do with it.
Right.
But do not do that here or in your car.
And don't tell Big Spoon.
No, tell Big Spoon, please.
You know
someone
how that's,
has to think logically here.
If you ever want Sour Patch.
I'm the most logical thinker there is.
Logical?
If you ever want Sour Patch Kids again, you don't tell Big Spoon.
No, I'm good.
All right. Telling you, he's going to be eating like a koala eucalyptus smoothies after this.
Eucalyptus smoothies? That's crazy.
I'm telling you, dude.
Who does that?
Don't tell Big Spoon.
I don't even think that eucalyptus is edible.
No.
I think it is only, I think it does have toxins. You get the point, though. You get it.
What you trying to do to me?
I'm trying to save you.
Poison you,
by
apparently.
Giving me eucalyptus?
No, I'm trying to tell you, don't tell Big Spoon so you can keep eating candy.
No, she has people reporting to her.
Hmm. Snitches.
I have her number.
I'm just saying, like, you want that place in safekeeping. You want it somewhere. You want to store that tooth somewhere safe.
Where are we going to put it?
Doesn't call it, your dentist right once there? You leave
no.
today.
Hmm. That is a zip pocket right there.
You know, where?
The joggers.
Oh, and yeah. You I know? Got other stuff in here.
Oh.
Don't mix it.
You got like a little compartment in your bag or something like that?
Yeah, I'll try.
I just don't want you to lose it. We got this big meeting coming up, you know?
Does Len know you lost it too? No. I'll bring it
up. He claims he was listening to the whole show, but then he was like, nah, I didn't hear you lose it. It was like, we've been talking
it's
about it
all show.
It's the
entire show. What are you talking about?
We've been talking about it.
Lying.
He lost it right
minus
before the show
for
started.
Lying.
He lies.
He wasn't listening to us. He was on a Zoom call.
Minus one for deception.
Also, I asked a couple people if they wanted to be a part of the video to describe the dolphins in one word.
Yep.
I got a lot of takers.
Really?
Yeah, so once...
Any of them respond with Dan Orlovsky's description of dangerous?
Some of them said they'll surprise me once I actually record them, but no, they did not hear anything about dangerous. Mm.
Shocking. Can't believe that nobody thinks this team is dangerous after going toe-to-toe with the two-win Saints. What a heavyweight matchup. How could Dan Orlovsky come out of that not thinking anything otherwise?
Hey, the most important thing is to win.
Cool.
So why, you know, in that room by this commercial.
You're a child. You really are. I mean, it's something.
I am.
It's a Target.
Are you talking about the Target commercial?
Yeah, I didn't know what kind of commercial it was.
Okay. He's been lost.
You know what time it is.
Yeah. It's you just ate a pizza and you're tired time.
That's guess what? We have about an hour meeting.
An hour meeting?
That's how long my producer meeting lasted.
Oh, you're a producer. That's
we need the abbreviated version.
Yeah.
I was asked to join. I'm joining version. You in the meeting now, by the way.
Are you?
Yes.
Why?
What are we doing in this meeting?
Wow, Case.
Not that we don't want you in the meeting.
Sorry.
It's just like, how important is this meeting going to be?
Oh.
When's the last time we've had a meeting?
I can't remember the last time there was a meeting.
I don't think
it probably happened when I was not even on the show.
Fired's an email, right? Like, they're not going to meet.
Usually when
fires.
We get an email, it's usually like we went to that room. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, 6 to 10.
Yep. But that was after they told everybody else where they were moving.
Yeah.
So we were the last to know. You would have thought that you would have told us first.
Yeah.
They don't trust us to keep it under
wraps. You had to cancel your vacation.
I know. It sucked. And the other thing that was annoying was Beast knew. I was like, come on, man.
I didn't want to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Well,
did I tell you I ran into him?
You guys said it on text, but you haven't given me any details of what happened.
So I went to Publix to pick up some stuff. It was Saturday. Back up, I'm pulling out, and there's some jackass parked right in the crosswalk letting his wife put the groceries at the front of the store.
And
okay.
It was Beast.
It was Beast. So I look out there and I was like,
before you notice, were you about to yell at them?
No. No! I pulled up real close to them and then honked the horn and they both jumped.
You scared them from packing their groceries?
Yes.
So wait a minute.
He was out here playing hall monitor.
Let me get this straight. You weren't a pedestrian.
No, I was in my car.
So it didn't affect you that the crosswalk was blocked?
No.
No, but I couldn't. I was turning. I couldn't turn out because they were there and the cars were going by this way. We only, if everybody had
so
to go through
one lane. So you didn't stop
and chat,
you just drive by scared him?
Huh?
You just drive by scared him?
No, I pulled behind him. And
and then what happened?
And then you noticed it was Beast.
Then, no, I knew it was Beast. Mm. Then he looked over, his wife looked over, and then they go, oh, hey.
That was it?
No, then I stopped and.
Did a little stop and chat?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
They go to this little breakfast nook.
A little nook.
Right there. Okay. And then they do their shopping at. I'm like, you don't live around here. What you doing in these parts? Now go to Allie's.
They're looking for the deli manager.
Oh, no. Let me tell you. Spot a mile away.
You think he's going to want more bits in the meeting? What do you think he wants in this meeting? Like, what else is he? What could he possibly tell us?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No chewing on the mics, guys.
I think the ASMR thing's run its course.
Why can't be nothing you do?
Why is always something I do? What do I do?
What do you do?
Yeah. Gotta take it easy on Dan Orlovsky. He's good people.
He's very positive.
Like, what do you want? What
we
do you
need positivity?
Yeah, what do you want? What are you gonna do with me? Nothing. I'm a good boy. What?
I'm looking at what Luis said. No. No. Yep.
Okay.
I can't believe you're just honking behind people.
Yeah.
You're a danger to the road.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
Why don't you park in front of Publix?
Wait, what's wrong with that for a little
Nobody can get by.
Oh, it was fine.
Leroy, how much were you actually waiting? 2 seconds?
No, I waited like five cars before I realized it was him.
What was it, a single lane Publix in front of you?
No, but he was parked right in front. So where I turn.
No, you really think you're the public sheriff. Like, that's what it is.
1,000%.
You think you should walk in there.
I hate inconsiderate people.
Dude?
I hate people that only think that the
world
revolves around.
Was it really inconsiderate?
Yeah.
Really?
To stop in front of Publix, in front of the walkway, and get your groceries.
Okay.
If once you backed out of your spot and you saw that there was a car blocking already before you even made the turn, why didn't you just go the other way?
You can't. There's other cars.
No, he really thinks like he's going to walk in. He walks through the automatic doors.
And everyone is serving.
And like they think, oh, the sheriff's here.
No. Dude.
Block, block, block.
You're the worst.
You got the deli counter like clutching their pearls.
Everyone the in the front guy. Desk is making
Everybody,
sure no
hey,
there's space for him in the registers.
When I go into Publix, they all wave. Hey, Leroy, what's going on?
Yeah, because they know that they don't greet you. It's a problem.
Except from the garden gnome. The garden gnome.
The guy with the...
The risotto balls guy.
The risotto balls guy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you gave him the business. Why do you think you're going to... You think he's just forget that?
He tried to charge me $27 for one risotto ball.
So he's never forgiven you.
Wasn't it two risotto balls?
It was three. And he would try... He said they're $3.95 a piece.
And you referred to him as...
There ain't no way in hell.
And you referred to him as a garden gnome?
Yeah.
Great.
I said, you owe me an apology. He says, I don't have time for you. I said, later, garden gnome. Apologize.
So much hostility.
No, apologize.
Minus
you were wrong.
One.
Apologize.
People are just trying to do their job.
You work at a place that gives customer service, and you were wrong.
Yeah, but nothing is ever up to your standard as far as customer service is concerned. That's
you
why
me?
You're the public sheriff.
And are you kidding me?
Dude.
Everything's great there.
Come on.
I love Publix.
You said that you could take over their deli.
Yeah.
Come on.
If Garden Gnome is running it, I can do it.
Okay.
Oh. Bet you.
You can.
You've been saying this.
You can't. It's
I
just,
could.
No, okay.
I could.
How are you? Let me ask you. What's going to happen when you cross you?
Huh?
What's going to happen when you cross you?
I know how to deal with me.
Okay.
I know
why are you laughing,
huh? I know how to deal with me.
I don't think you do.
Really?
I don't think you realize.
Okay.
You tried to put your tooth back in today.
Yeah. What do you think I'm going to do when I get in the car?
And it failed. Wait, what did I say? No.
Look, do not put your tooth back in when you get in the car.
I'm not going to be able to hold it.
Yeah,
you keep it in the cup. You have it in the cup. Keep it in the cup. Put it in your cup holder on your way home.
It's in the cafecito cup. Put it in the... Now, sneak it in, because I don't want Big Spoon seeing this. Sneak it in.
I want her seeing it.
Go. No. Don't listen to her.
Yeah.
Don't let her see it. All right? You either go find a dentist, or you go find some denture glue. All right? You got to wash that thing out.
Denture glue.
You know who sells it? Oh. Publix.
I know. Denture glue doesn't work.
You ask the gnome what aisle it's in.
No, he doesn't deal with that.
I'm just telling you.
Like, most of the people that I go to when I go to Publix are so nice.
Dude, the mouth is the gateway to infection. You need to make sure you clean that.
It's everything's closed up. There's nothing open.
Leroy,
it doesn't matter.
It's a cap.
No.
Oh!
Why you gotta do it like that?
What's happening right now?
Why are you hiding behind the water bottle?
That's so aggressive. Like,
infection's gonna jump out and cut you.
It's got like a little fortress there.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. Like everything's closed up.
Let me see. Point of the camera. Let me see. Not the microphone, the camera.
Looks like a sea lion waiting for a fish.
I know.
I hate you guys. I can't.
No. A little more over.
We're not at the ophthalmologist.
Nope.
Leroy.
Go towards the camera. Camera in the middle.
Leroy,
in the middle.
I need the
Yeah.
Wait, a little bit up.
Down.
No.
Down.
Is it in there? Did you see it?
Sure. Yeah, sure. We saw it, dude.
Want to see tooth in?
Nope. Definitely not. Nope.
Don't you dare put that tooth in your mouth. Don't you dare.
It's just a topper.
I just need you to grow up a little.
No!
It's like a little muffin top. It's like a little muffin top. Leroy's in the gap bag.
I can't believe.
You don't even need that one still pimping. Macaroni, here you come.
Hopefully everybody has a great rest of your day. I'm sorry the show ended like that.
He wants the tooth and nothing but the tooth.
What is this?
Leroy.
I still can't believe there was a whole close-up.
Wait.
We'll talk to you guys.
I chipped a back tooth eating Chinese fried chips.
All right. Don't get distracted by chat now. We got to go. That's our show for today. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.